All right, I'm in. Hello. I'm coming in hot, y'all. Coming in hot. All righty. Let's see. All right. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This thing is jumping around. All right. I am. Yay. Good morning. I'm going to turn on my lights. I look pretty. Look how lighting makes all the difference in the world. Let's see. I'm trying to make everybody a co-host so we can see everybody's beautiful faces this morning. There was a little tiny issue with a link. So someone is in the other room to make sure everybody knows that we are in here all together. Let's see. I hope everybody is having a fabulous Saturday. It is prom day here at the Sharifi House. We have a prom girl on our hands today, which I am very excited about. If you do not follow me on the Instagrams, you can follow me. I think it's just at MJ Sharifi, and you'll see all of the pictures tonight. There will be ton of pictures. So, Rhonda, apparently you said that the no BS password didn't work. What is the correct password? I don't know, but you obviously got in here because here you are. Here you are. So, yes, safety and fun. I don't even want to tell y'all what kind of conversations I've had with that child this week. So, I'm going to mute everybody. So, my co-host, you are about to be muted, and then I will ask to unmute you. So they are all muted, but then I will get that all worked out. So if you're like, what in the heck are we doing here today? I will tell you what we're doing here today. We are, this is like coffee with the coaches, right? Like we're just having a good time, enjoying ourselves, letting y'all get to know us a little bit. If you don't know us very well, if you're new to No BS, you know, just give yourself an opportunity to meet other members. At the very end, we're going to do a breakout room so that everybody can like have coffee with each other. I will show y'all my cup. I use this cup today specifically. So the first camp I ever went to, I have a neighbor who joined No BS with me. Her name is Christy Richards. She's still in the membership. She lives down the street from me. We all joined together. And we went to camp, our first camp ever together. And I had my picture made with Corinne, and she had a cup made for me for Christmas. After that, if y'all see, it's me and Corinne on my coffee cup.
Oh my gosh. He's so cute.
Yes, it's baby MJ and Corinne. It's very exciting. So, I should change my name. Let's see. I think, Heather, I need to make you a co-host. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do just a little round robin. We are going to introduce ourselves, a 30-second introduction so y'all know who we are. And just so that you know who we are, and we're also going to tell you one fun fact that you may not know about us. So something that like would not typically come up in a coaching call, just something that like it's just kind of fun about us. So I will start. I'm Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at No BS. I have been with Corinne for about a year and a half, lost 85 pounds. My fun fact is my husband is Iranian. I have three Iranian princess daughters, and I am actually a dual citizen. So I'm a citizen of Iran, can vote in their elections. I visited. So, and I can understand Farsi, but I can't speak it. But if he talks about me, I know what he's saying. That's awesome. So, all right. So I'll go down the list just so we can keep everything like in order. So I make sure I get everybody. So Coach Judith, tell us your fun fact and a little bit about you. Oh, wait, you're not unmuted. Hold on. I'm going to ask to unmute you. Somehow I missed you. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so a fun fact about me would be I went into business with my family at age 22, opened a convenience store, and I literally had hands-on work from pulling permits to running bulldozers, dump trucks, working with men, like doing all the things. We had a family business. And so I actually asked my daughter, I was like, what's a fun fact about me? And she's like, you went into business at 22. And I'm like, boom. So it's always just nice. My husband runs the business now. So it's nice to go back in. Remember that version of me that really at such a young age showed up and pretty much kicked ass in a male dominated industry.
Yeah. And now you're over here at No BS kicking ass.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So yes. Coach Julie, tell us a little bit about you.
I am Coach Julie. I've been an OBS coach since 2020. I am a competitive stair climber. I was standing outside a bathroom in Starbucks waiting for my mate to come out. And there was the first ever base to space, climb the space needle. And I was like, I want to do that. And I QR code and signed up and they came out of the bathroom and I was like, I'm doing that. And they thought I was crazy. And I did. And I've been doing it now for 6 years. And I've climbed a million tall buildings, including One World Trade Center and the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. And you name it, I'll climb it. And that is like a way I see the world and get some exercise.
I love that. That's my favorite fun fact. All right. Coach Betsy.
Okay. I want to do something fun here since, I mean, this is about fun, right? I can't think of a fun fact or a fun enough fact. What's a fun fact about me, somebody?
Let me think.
I have an emotion.
Judith's over here like just giggling like she knows something about me.
I'm going to tell you, like for me, one of my most profound memories, how about that, was seeing Coach Betsy show up at the 6-day retreat. I mean, it's still like it is burned in my mind. Like I want to be like the impact that I saw Betsy have one-on-one with a woman I was mentoring. And you just said asked her a few magical questions and changed her life right there. Like that to me was just so profound to watch your coaching impact on someone else. Not a fun fact, but it's an awesome fact.
Thank you.
See, I'm going to tell you one thing I love about Betsy is when we talk about the think, feel, do, when you say anything to her, it goes directly into the think, feel, do. Yeah, she can work it like nobody's business. And I know a fun fact about you. If I was going to hire a coach on this team, it would be Betsy's my favorite. She's my like when I never missed her calls. When I was a member, I would miss Corinne's calls to hear Betsy's calls. I love to hear her coach. She is like she makes so much sense to me when she coaches. I like her voice, the way she's measured with it. Like, I don't know. There's something about Betsy's coaching I've always, like, loved and admired. Paula said she's a knitter. Yes, you knit.
And Pam, I've been coaching. Gosh, how long have I been coaching? I've been coaching 3 years full time with No BS. I had my little anniversary just a few weeks ago. And before that, I was working part time as a coach. And so before that, I worked at a university. I have a background in social work. I have a master's in social work. So that's kind of a fun fact. Getting the degree wasn't the funnest thing in the world, but so that's a fun fact. So I'm so glad to be here today. Thank y'all for all the kind words. I'll just take the compliment, right? I learned to do around here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. It's so true. Isn't that what Corinne told us at camp? Thank you. It's so true.
Yes.
All right, Coach Kara.
Hi, I'm Coach Kara. I have been a coach since March. So very, very newbie coach. But a fun fact about me is I just started pole dancing and I absolutely love it. Like, love it so much that we have one in our house. Like, and that sounds crazy to me, but it is so fantastic that it's here. I absolutely love it. I've been doing it since February and it has been very, it's been good for my soul, for lack of a better term. So that's my fun fact.
That's awesome. All right, Yesenia, Coach Yesenia.
Hey guys, so I'm Coach Yesenia. I live in Georgia. I'm a single mom. I have two girls, 9 and 4, and I've been in OBS for 2.5 years now. And a fun fact about me is that I had a couple different careers before this. So I actually went to school to be a teacher. So I was a middle school teacher for a few years. And then I was a writer for a while after that. I wrote several books and published them on Amazon and did that for a little while before I fell in love with coaching and, you know, working for Corinne. It's been a blast.
That's awesome. I know. Yes, you wrote, it was like young adult books, right? Like,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Yeah. All right. Fun. Yeah. And then we have Coach Heather.
Hi, everybody. I'm Heather. I've been with No BS since December of last year. Prior to that, I was coaching women over 40, how to lose weight. I had my own business. What else? I love coaching on insulin resistance or prediabetes, or I had fatty liver as well. Fun fact about me, Yesenia, I also taught middle school. I used to teach 8th grade U.S. history, and I figured if I could do that, I could do anything.
You really can. You really can.
Yeah. One other fun fact is I have like a long time yoga practice, and I love doing handstands and doing anything to go upside down.
Yeah, awesome. I saw your recent like Instagram video, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you are such a badass.
Gold. You
need to go look her up too.
Yeah. And then Coach Heather is getting married in just a couple of weeks.
To my high school crush. So it was a long time coming.
Isn't that fun? That's so exciting. All right. So listen, we're going to do one question, and then y'all can raise your hand and ask us a question if you want to. So one thing we're going to do, you know, we talk about the very beginning of the planner, the ideal day. Like, what do you, if you could craft your ideal day, what would it look like? And so for us, I know us coaches, we either have a morning or an evening routine or both that we are so tied to. Like, it is what helps us stay on track. It's something that we have crafted and worked on and switched up as need be and all that kind of stuff. So I thought it would be fun for each of us to say one thing that we do either in the morning or at night in our routine that help, like it's the number one thing. If we had to get rid of everything else, I mean, other than planning, I mean, we all know planning is number one, planning and assessing. But other than that, something that you've added into your plan that helps you be successful. So for me, and I've told this story 5,000 times, I fix my coffee at night. It is ready so that when I wake up in the morning, it's on a timer. So the first thing when I don't want to wake up in the morning, I open my eyes. Well, even before I open my eyes, I smell that magnificent coffee. And I'm like, well, coffee's already made. Like, that's one thing I don't even have to do when I get up. I just have to go get my coffee. So that's my one thing that, like, I think has helped me be successful. So Coach Judith, what you got?
Okay. So my one thing that when I first heard Corinne, now y'all, she was drinking a gallon of water a day, and I thought, boom, I'm going to do that. And so it's coming up on a 4+ year anniversary. I make a gallon of water every day with the BCCA and drink my water. And that's just how I do it. And there, like, literally, you know, it is the best gift I've given myself. I think my skin, it shows in my skin, it shows in my day. It just helps so much just in how I function as a human and with working out.
And you keep it with you, right? Like, you keep it's with you. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's like, how you, yeah. She doesn't have to go anywhere to get it. It's right there.
It sits right here beside me. I keep, you know, a pretty glass. I'm always drinking. Like, I don't like to drink from plastic. I like to drink from glass or stainless steel. So there's my preference.
If you, and everybody's asking about the water additive, I use it as well. It's Extend that is in the store. And Corinne's favorite things on the website. You can go there. We drink the grape. She drinks the grape. Extend, and you can find the link right there. It's on Amazon. I have mine delivered. It's delivered every month. It comes to my house on the regular. So
I feel like I'm qualified to even say, if you want to try it, try the grape. The other flavors,
I got some mango in there. I don't love it so much. No. Not my favorite. Yeah. Coach Julie, what you got?
So when I became an OBS woman, like all of a sudden I realized, oh, 7 hours sleep, that is never going to happen. I was averaging somewhere between 4 and 5 hours a night in 2019. And so I immediately put into play sleep protocols, like absolutely no news or anything controversial or anything that gets my brain going after like 6 p.m. It's all chill all evening. And I have a lot of other sleep practices, but that is my like non-negotiable, absolutely no controversial anything after 6 p.m. And now 2021, I'm averaging 6.5 hours sleep. So I have 5 minute it all the way from like 4.5 to 6.5 hours.
Wow.
I'm still working my way to 7, but if 6.5 is my average, you know, I'm getting 7 like a good chunk of the time. So I'm really proud of myself.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who is interested, here is the link for the Extend, but it's on the website under My Extras and then Our Favorite Things, and it's about halfway, 3/4 of the way down the list. So there it is. Betsy, what you got?
I think I want to do a sleep one too, also, but I also like, I put my workout clothes in the bathroom. I get my full bottle of water in the bathroom, like set myself up for success in the bathroom in the morning. But my thing with sleep, like I went around and around y'all about like, getting enough sleep. And when I finally decided that it was okay for, so my husband likes to go to bed a little bit later than I do. Right. And so we would just go around and around about like, you know, and then like I would go to bed early and then he would come in into the bedroom and he would scare me and like wake me up. And he hated that. And like, I didn't even remember it, y'all, but he was like, I hate scaring you every night when I come to bed. And I said, what if I just decided, and I kept thinking like, well, me falling asleep on the couch, like that's not good for my rest. And like, if I wake up and then go get in bed, that's not like, that's interrupting my sleep. And then I realized like, wait a minute, that's just a thought. And so I just decided that it was okay for me to fall asleep on the couch almost every night. And like, while he's watching TV, and then we get up and go, and I go put my pajamas on, I brush my teeth and I get in bed and like, I go right back to sleep. It is not an issue. I don't feel tired. I don't feel rested. And I just decided that was okay. And so that was just a big deal for my evening routine. Like it didn't have to be this perfect, like, you know, pajamas, go get in bed type of experience. It could be this like two kind of sleep thing and it could just be okay. So.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for me.
Yeah. And we even have somebody in the chat who's asking about, she's got a 4-month-old and it's hard for her to get sleep right now. Right. So she's like, what do I do? Well, you know what? It might not be your season for sleep. Right. And all the time in the bed counts whenever you're relaxing, make sure you count all of that and naps. Like if you've got a 4-month-old and you're sleeping, you know, even if it's a 10 minute nap, add that up and just know that, like, I can promise you if you get the rest of the basics and right now you've got a baby who, you know, is not really allowing you to sleep, you can still be so successful with no BS. And then whenever you can add that, you know, the nice sleep in, then you can do that. Right. So, yeah, just do the best you can and count all of it. Count all of it.
And Jean's saying like that doesn't work for her. Like she can't go, you know, she has trouble going back to sleep, like after she falls asleep on the couch. So you just got to experiment with it. Right. It works for me, but it doesn't work for everybody. So
that's exactly, and that's what's so good about no BS, right? Cause everybody gets to like try different things and see what works for them. And it's absolutely perfect. It's not us trying to fit into some like cookie cutter, you know, kind of like, everybody has to do it this way. It's like, I just need to get sleep. That's the only requirement. What's the easiest way for me to do that? And you just work on that, right? So yeah, it's awesome. Kara, what do you have? What's your go-to, your important thing?
My important thing is to start my day on my own terms. So I know that that sounds really weird, but it's something that I've like implemented myself. And it's been like, about a year I've been working on this, but it's literally the non-negotiable, whether we're on vacation, whether we're at my mom, like at the in-laws, at my mom's house, wherever we are, I try to be the first one out of bed. And I do this for a bunch of different reasons. One is just like, I get the true opportunity to set the intention for my day without other people. Like, I don't know. I'm still working on people pleasing. And though if somebody else is awake before me, I feel like I don't get to truly wake up on my own terms. I'm more trying to cater to other people. So it's making sure that I have that time in the morning alone to decide how I want to start my day and then to move forward. And that's anything from 5 minutes to or 30 seconds, like before anybody, like my first like feet hit the ground, like say me and my husband are waking up at the same time. Like I just need to be sure to be the first one up, the first one moving, and the first one to let the dogs out, honestly, because then it gets me outside too. So that's been my thing that I've been working on, and it has been a game changer.
Yeah. And you know, I've always said my kids never, that's why I started getting up early. Nobody has ever asked me for a sandwich at 5 o'clock in the morning, and nobody needs anything from Walmart.
Exactly.
I was like, that is the one time I know that like nobody is going to ask me for anything because they are all in the bed. And I was like, I know I can guarantee that that is my time. So I'm with you. Like I'm with Coach Kara on that one.
Well, and I was struggling because I don't have kids. And so I was like, well, some moms get up earlier before their kids. I was like, well, I don't have kids, but I got people here. I might as well get up before them. And
that's exactly
it's
right.
Game changer.
Yeah. All right. Coach Yesenia.
Oh, for me on the sleep, it's just been like giving myself permission to sleep like 9 hours if I need to. Like sometimes like my brain is working, like it's doing really good hard work all day, and it makes sense that I need more sleep. So it's just been that around sleep. But if I had to pick the one thing, MJ, it would be probably my workout. Like I just love getting a good workout in the morning and sweating a little bit, waking up. I love feeling strong, and like I love when I get in a good workout. I try to get in like 4 or 5 a week, and I feel like it sets up the rest of my day like really good. Like helps with my mindset, helps with the rest of my four basics. And I feel like I've moved my body already, and I get it done. Like if I can get it done in the morning, like boom, I started off with a win. I feel good.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that.
I have two small kids. So I'm like, it's important to me that I can like still run around with them, carry them, body slam them on the bed, like have fun with them. So that's another reason I love to get in the workout. So I'm like, I got to keep up with these kids.
Yeah. So, and then, Heather, what do you have that's important?
Okay. So I'm going to add on to the evening routine. So I created a habit stack to help me with a few things all at once. One is letting go of the day. Like if it was up to me, I would just, there's so many things I want to look up on Google and read and do. Like I have to set myself up early to just go in the bedroom and have nothing else to do. The other thing is I want to set myself up to not have to be successful with nighttime urges. That's always where they happen, is right between 7 and 8 o'clock. So what I did was I set a nighttime alarm clock for 8 p.m. And as soon as that goes off, I do several things all at once and I time myself to see how quick I can do it. So the first thing I do is I clean up the kitchen and shut off the lights. Then I go into the bathroom, I brush my teeth, and I get in my pajamas, definitely take off the bra. And then I come back in and I take my natural calm for sleep so that in an hour at 9 o'clock, I'm like nice and sleepy. And then I hop on the couch and I assess my day, because I feel like if I assess successfully with no urges, I want to keep that success and not go and have like a snack.
That's awesome. And I did, when she mentioned natural calm, I've popped the link in the chat. I need it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right there. It's on the website as well. And then we have had one more join us. It is Sarah. I'm going to let her introduce herself, tell us a fun fact about her, and then one thing in her morning or evening routine that are so important from her. If you're on Clubhouse, you've heard Sarah's voice. She's the moderator on Clubhouse all the time, but this is her beautiful face. And
well, hello.
I'm going to let her tell her fun fact.
Okay.
I might be stealing her fun fact. I don't want to.
I have a fun fact. So my name is Sarah. I've been a part of No BS for over 3 years now, lost over 100 pounds, and I help here with the marketing. A fun fact about me is that I'm a MJ.
Right? She's a grandmother, y'all.
It's pretty funny, but my boyfriend has older children, and I'm a grandma, so I love it. And I just didn't realize I wanted a family, and now I have one. So it's fun. Did it all without diapers too. So one thing that I'm working into my morning routine that really helps with my night routine is going outside for a few minutes. I'm working really hard on sleep and getting sleepy at night. And so I'm trying to go outside as part of my morning routine. Sometimes I just stand out there for a few minutes. Sometimes I water the flowers. And if it doesn't quite work out in the morning, then I try to pop out at lunch for a few minutes with a book or just sit outside and get the sunlight into my eyes and kind of work on that circadian rhythm. I don't know if this is perfect science, but I read it on Google and I thought, hey, you know what? I will try that. I know being outside lowers your blood pressure too. And I have a lot of birds in my backyard. So it's really a moment of joy, but for my sleep.
It's yeah, true.
If it's on Google, science. It's true.
Oh, it's true. Science. Okay. Science. Yeah. It's so not only like getting, if you can catch the color of the sky first in the morning and in the evening, that it sets the circadian rhythm because it has to do with the orange and blue light and your body sets to that. So there you go. I follow Andrew Huberman. Yeah. New. Yeah.
It's awesome. You today.
And yeah, then Sarah, tell us.
Like, oh, go ahead. That when you go outside and you just walk on the grass barefoot, that's also like scientifically proven to really help you like with stress levels and your mindset and everything like that.
You're talking about forest bathing?
Forest bathing.
That's remember that camp?
Grounding.
Yeah. Corinne thought like you were like out there naked, like in a bathtub. Out in the middle of
the yeah. Somebody, I guess the question at one of the camps was, what do you do to relax or whatever? And somebody said forest bathing, and Corinne like stopped in her tracks and she really thought that like you would just roam around naked in the woods. She was like, what? Like rolling around on the ground, like bathing in the forest.
That's funny.
That was hilarious. Yeah. And then Sarah, tell us who your best friend is.
Oh, my best friend is Kara.
Her best friend is Coach Kara. And Coach Judith and I have been in accountability group partners for the last several years. We talk every day. Yeah.
What else are we going to do, MJ? I'm getting ready to leave. So I'm going to kind of, can I just say my goodbye? Like right now?
Yes. Coach Judith has to coach. She's going to coach people.
Yes. Been coaching since 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah, we're going to go see our accountability partner in August.
Yep. Yes, we're going to Seattle to visit our accountability partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So if anybody, I do have other questions prepared that we can keep doing round and around. But if y'all have questions for us, just raise your hand. If you look at the very bottom of your screen, you'll see reactions. And if you click on that, it says raise hand. And you can see the coaches have their little hands up. That's what yours will look like. And then we'll be able to see and we can ask you, we can just, you know, unmute you and see what your question is. So, all right, Lori, you are up. There you go.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
I have a question about how all you guys handle like day-long social situations. Like you're going to a pool party, graduation party for the day. So this was like last weekend. So I got there hungry, ate my meal, but then like, do you never pick a little bit or out comes dessert and you had it on your plan, but you're not really hungry. Like that's what I struggled with all afternoon. Like I just want to pick up a Dorito.
Betsy's got you on this one.
I got something. I got the answer on this. I see Miss Rhonda on here. She knows what I'm going to say. When I do like social situations, I decide I'm going to, and y'all, this is because I want to enjoy the food at these events, right? I don't want to be grab ass and chips and stuff like here and there and not truly enjoying them. So I decide I'm going to have like one plate of food. And I mean, I pile that shit up, but it is one plate. And I sit down in an area where I can like really focus on the food and I sit and enjoy the food to satisfy. So like one plate, that's my one plate method. So
I have something similar. It's a one plate method, but it's also a one scoop method too, where like, especially if at like a potluck, like it's like Thanksgiving, where you want every single thing that's out there. You just want to try it a lot of times. And so I have the one plate I can go back for. I have a dessert plate. I have two plate really, because there's a dessert plate. And then there is like the food plate. And I go through the line and get, even if it's just like a tablespoon of whatever I want to try, like say it's this delicious like macaroni and cheese. I get a scoop of the macaroni and cheese. That way I feel like I'm still getting everything that I want to do, but I'm keeping it within the protocol, which is a scoop of anything that I want.
So then if you go back and get a dessert plate, you're okay with that because you planned it, even though like you're not truly hungry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A lot of the times though, I will personally wait until I'm hungry. Like they will serve the cake and be like, giving out all the cake, and then there's those lone wolf cakes on the table. I'm generally one that will go back for a lone wolf, or will be like, hey, can I take a cupcake home? That way I can have it for tomorrow if I'm not truly hungry.
Okay.
And if it's like a day-long event, I mean, if you're going to be there for several hours,
right,
put some time in between, like, and have something to look forward to, you know, a few hours later, right? Like, I truly enjoyed my plate of food, and now I'm going to have like some dessert when I'm, you know, like when after my food's kind of digested for a while, you know?
Yep.
Well, just to offer like a different perspective altogether, I do almost the exact opposite. Like I walk the buffet not hungry, and I pre-decide like what isn't worth it to me like right away. So I'm not even going to think about that again. I like don't want to eat some of everything. I want to eat things that I consider valuable. And so I walk through, I pick ahead, like I'm not even going to consider any of that. And then I look at dessert. I'm like, oh, there's two desserts that look amazing. So I'm for sure only going to dish my plate up to the level where I'm not like overly full, because I want to still have hunger so that I can have dessert. So I kind of have a different approach, but it's the same concept. All we're really saying is being mindful and like being like totally intentional about how we show up at the table.
I try to time things too. So I'm not like, I don't want to be getting there like super, super hungry. And that's when I'm most likely to just like cave into the urges and stuff or start grab-assing. I know like I used to do that a lot in the past. Like I'm just trying to get myself ready, get the kids ready, try to get out the door. And like I haven't eaten all day or something. And then I get there and I'm starving. I just try to take care of myself in that way too. Really set myself up for success. I don't want to get there like raving hungry.
These are such good suggestions. Yeah. I'm going to, yeah, that gives you some stuff to try during the graduation season, you know, especially. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. All right. Well, thank you for asking your question.
Thank you.
All right. Valerie, I'm going to ask to unmute you.
Okay. I wanted to ask for some recommendations on what you did to lose like the last 10 or 20 pounds, like what some of your level ups were when you already have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Well, Heather, what you got?
For me, I am working on really believing that overeating is a big lie, because we all believe that like somehow it's great to like fill ourselves full of food and Thanksgiving and stuffing our stomachs and all that. It's just like, I'm like, no, I'm not believing that anymore. So I'm really working on my belief system that's running underneath the surface. And I'm just trying to punch holes every time I get those old shitties, like have more. I'm like, no, I don't want more. Like I love food, but overeating is the thing that is keeping me from my goal. Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on my next 70 pounds-ish. But Heather, so like you, I ask myself all the time, like, is more better? And I answer back, like, no. I liked it the first few bites. Now I'm not even noticing it. More is not better.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was getting rid of undistracted eating. So I started eating at a table instead of eating in front of the TV. And, you know, that made a huge difference. Just being very, very conscious about what I was eating and that I was eating, that made a huge difference for the last 10 pounds for me.
Yeah.
I'm working on my last 10 or 12 pounds too. And for me, it's been like more water. And then also like for me, grab-assing, like I'm working on grab-assing right now when I'm making my meal, or if I'm going to have like tortilla chips or something, like I'm not just like grabbing a couple handfuls. Like maybe I'm counting out like, oh, maybe I'll have 5 chips or 7 chips or something.
You know, I think it's worth noting too that it's not about making another big change for 10 pounds. It's just one or two small 1% tweaks. So I had already been working on undistracted eating and I just like took it to the next level, right? Like really taking myself to the table and being okay with eating by myself. And that was not every meal. That was just a few meals. So kind of looking for where you are and maybe just upping 1% a few things.
Yeah, like notice like four or five things, like those last small things that you can clean up and just start with one, the one that feels like really good to work on right now.
That help? That was a good question. That was a really good question. All righty, let's see. Deborah, I asked to unmute you. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, what's your question? Okay.
So I started at the end of March and I'm really enjoying the program and I feel a little bit stalled. I really enjoyed MJ, your Zoom meeting that you did on the thoughts and the journaling. And I kind of changed my attitude about feeling like I wasn't losing fast enough to, how did I put it? I'm willing to explore the reasons of my weight loss in comparison to what my journal says. So looking through the data, but are there any suggestions for people who are just starting this program? Like when you first started your program, really, what did you do to kind of jumpstart your weight loss to give you momentum?
I'm going to tell you, for me, I did not realize how much I like Coach Yesenia. I was a grab asser. Like I really had no idea. And it was so out of habit that, cause it was such a habit for me. For a long time, I chewed gum when I would cook food because I would be a few bites in before I even realized it. And so I almost needed that like interruption for me to like remind me that, oh, I don't eat anymore. Yeah. So I would chew gum when I would cook my food. I would chew gum. I would put gum in the minute that I finished when I was, cause I was, I'd pick off the kids' plates and it was like, yes, it helped me be more mindful about it. You know, it wasn't the gum. It was like, I had to, you know, you have to decide that the gum is the way you want to go. And it really did help me a lot to realize how much I was grab-assing. I didn't even know. That was really what jump-started my weight loss. I think at the beginning when I really got intentional about those little bites, licks, and tastes that I just didn't even know I was doing. And it changed a lot for me.
I started doing the Amber method just last week because I was having a hard time figuring when I had enough. Like I just couldn't figure it out because I hadn't ever thought about it. So now I know when I'm really hungry. Like I feel that hunger because I've cut my meals in half. And so that's worked for me a lot is now I know when I'm hungry and then it seems as though the half portion is enough. So it's a constant amazement to me of how little food we really need to be, sustained.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy. So when you start listening, anybody else have any like things to help them get started? Any other coaches?
For me, I kept asking myself this question, which is, am I willing? Because every day I would come up against those old shitties, those old habits, and I would find myself not being willing. So I would challenge that. Like, I know I have to be willing to do things differently to lose weight. So I would just keep asking myself that question.
Okay. Thinking about kind of a jump start, like, could you jump start just with really focusing on the actions that you're like focusing on all these wins, right? Like maybe before the scale starts moving a little bit, it's like, how can I jumpstart my mind to like really focusing on like what I'm doing right now? That's why we have that in the planner right at the bottom. It's like, we got to start focusing on all the actions we're doing right because the scale's not going to go down every week. And then when you get to maintenance, it doesn't move at all, but barely, right? And so like at the beginning, let's get started with jumpstarting our mind every day.
Okay. Betsy dropping truth bombs. I love it. It's so good.
Damn.
Yeah, the mind work for me has been more important and has been more helpful than anything is just getting my mind right and just finding all of these old shitty thoughts that I've been hanging on to for so long and just releasing them and letting them go and realizing that I'm worthy of my own attention. So I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
You are so worthy. Everyone is so worthy.
Yes. And Mary Jo is here, our community specialist. Why don't you raise your hand, Mary Jo, and I will call you up and then people can see your beautiful face. Let's see Mary Jo. Let us see. I'm trying to.
Well, MJ's undoing something, getting somebody else up there or undoing that. Somebody asked about paper versus digital planning. So I think it'd be cool to go through who does the paper, who does the digital, and a quick why you do that. I personally do paper because I like writing and I like fun pens and stickers.
Yep, me too. I do paper. I tried digital. I'm a pretty digital human in my private life, but paper in the planner really works for me and digital just didn't resonate. So I am all paper all the time.
I do paper. I love having that tangible thing. And if you can, I don't know if you can kind of see like in that corner back there, I love seeing my planners and journals and stuff stack up and see all that evidence of the work that I've been doing. Like that feels so good to me. It's so satisfying to like keep adding to that stack.
I am the exact opposite of Yesenia. I hate seeing all the planners stacked up in my office. I want to have a big old bonfire. Like after I get the nuggets and all the learning out of them, because I don't like all this paper stacking up in my house. So I am like the newest digital diva baby, brand new out of the womb. Like I have this beautiful iPad cover. I've bought all the things and I haven't made one plan yet on a digital, you know, digitally, because I'm using up the rest of my paper in my, I got the classic blue PNP notebook still, and I just print out pages in the binder, but I've decided I want to do digital. I know Heather is my, going to be my friend when I start doing all the digital, because she's rocking it.
Yeah, I'm just like a week or two ahead of you, like just the littlest bit. But I saw my private clients would send me these beautiful digital pages with these, Kara, they have stickers digitally. Did you know that?
I know. Like, I even beautiful. Downloaded. So that's what I was asking you. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's a cover you can put on your iPad to make it feel like paper, like when you're writing. And I tried digital. And so I thought maybe that would fix it. And so I just literally last night downloaded a brand new app trying to get more stickers to be able to do it. Because I don't like the paper either, Betsy. I'm trying to go through it. I'm a happy planner addict in recovery. So I'm trying to like dial it down on the things, but I found where you could do stickers and I just watched a YouTube video last night. So I'm going to try it again, but we'll see.
Yeah, you've got, Paula says it's called paper-like. And then all these people are saying, I am a paper girl. I want the paper. I'm always paper, but I will tell you something. I just went to the purse size planner. I have been using the Big Kahuna for a long time. Purse size planner has changed my life. I love it very much. I don't know why I resisted the purse size planner. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So I don't know. It's crazy. All right. Let's get to the next question. Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, what's your question? Hi.
I have been noticing my binging behavior the evening after dinner, and I think a lot of my work around it has to do with wanting to get relief from my day or take a break, or I want to relax. And I've done a 180 with cheering myself on throughout my work day, and so it's not that, but I think there's like little things that are causing that. So I kind of wanted to know, I know Heather was talking about her evening routine and habit stacking. I think that's something that might be helpful for me, but like how, if anyone else had issues with nighttime eating, like how they relax or how they change that habit, I would really be interested to see what people had to say.
Well, go ahead, one of my first things is like, I just decided to rewrite my story about relaxation and eating, right? Okay. So the very first thing I did was stop telling myself that relaxation had anything to do with eating. And then I do practice closing my kitchen, but we have like a big open concept house. So it's not like I can actually walk anywhere without being in the kitchen practically. But I just, I paid attention to how my body felt at night in bed processing food. And then every once in a while, I have an urge and give into it, but rarely, in the sense that like I focus on the fact that I choose to not have that feeling in bed. And that is so much more valuable to me than the food in the moment. It's like one area where I've been able to set intentional thinking and like choose other forms of relaxation, which include for me, like Netflix, recliner chair, games on my iPad. I will do almost anything to relax that has nothing to do with food because I just redefined relaxation for myself.
I like that journaling about or rewriting the story about relaxation. I think that would be helpful for me. When I was working on my nighttime eating, something a little bit different, I decided I was going to work on my nighttime eating for a whole month. And I put together a month-long accountability group called the After Hours Club. And I got other women who were working on their nighttime eating too. And we formed a little Marco Polo group. And every week we've had a challenge. So like the first week, we all just planned our nighttime eating and ate it. And the second week, we tried something different. And the third week, and we'd all just pop in on Marco Polo, talk about when we had an urge. And so if you're not quite a journaler yet and you like community and connection, that might be something to try too, because we had like a really great time.
That's a great idea. I have an accountability partner, but she doesn't have the nighttime eating habit that I do, which is also kind of bingy. So that's a good idea. Maybe I'll take it to the Binge Better group and see if anyone wants to work on, have a small nighttime eating group. That would be awesome. That's a good idea.
Lisa, I'll tell you one other thing that I recommend for nighttime eating is to ask yourself this question. What need can I acknowledge beyond which food can give me right now? Like, cause something is always being called for. Some need needs to be acknowledged. So that's a good place to journal.
Say that again. What need can I acknowledge?
What need can I acknowledge beyond which food can give me?
Okay. I like that.
Because the only thing food fixes is physical hunger.
Right.
One thing that I do real quick that kind of goes along with what Julie's talking about. I mean, usually when I have an urge after dinner, it's like I'm laying on the couch under a blanket watching Netflix or something. And like, I pretend that I am glued to that couch. I'm like, okay, we're not eating, but how awesome is this? I get to lay here and watch TV under a blanket. Like,
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty fucking awesome. Like that we live in a world where we get to do that every night. And so it's like, okay, I'm not eating, but life is pretty awesome anyway. So.
Yeah, kind of like being intentional with like my body position and where I'm at. I think for me, it's that it's the probably the first time in the day that I stop. Like, so I ate my dinner and then I'm watching Parks and Rec with my kid. And a lot of it is fatigue. Like I probably should just go to bed, but I feel like justified or I feel entitled to watch TV with my children to have connection with them. And when I do that, then the urge comes. So it's like, I'm trying to unwind this, but I think part of it is figuring out how to relax. Part of it is learning how to handle an urge. And part of it is also slowing myself down.
Yeah. And just work on one of those at a time. Like just decide which one's going to move you the furthest. You know, do I want to work on slowing down? Like, which one do you want to work on? I always say pick the low-hanging fruit. The one I feel like I would get the easiest. Work on that one first, collect that win, and then move on to the next thing that you know you need to work on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great question. And go back and look in the chat, Lisa, because you have got some people who are at the ready to join your group. So
awesome.
Go back and look at the chat. So, all right.
Great.
All right.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, Mary Jo, tell us who you are, what you do here and one fun, amazing fact about you. One thing that we might not know.
You mean existentially who I am? Or
yeah.
Let's start
That's
with
basically who Mary Jo is, right there. Now we know.
You may not know this, but I'm really shy. And no, I'm kidding. It's probably not true. But no, I live by my shirt today. It says, be kind. Always in whatever you're doing, be kind. And I just wanted to weigh in on this nighttime meeting because I used to like, oh, I'll get more steps if I go to the kitchen because I do get a bench. Who does that? I don't know. It's all about the steps. But I listened and read the book, Personality Isn't Permanent. And two things I did from reading that book. The first was quit drinking wine. I'm on day 26 now. Woo-hoo! And the second is I just decided that I don't eat after dinner. There's a point in the book where all you simply need to do is decide. And it got to me because I used to be a smoker. And they used the example of the guy started a new job and he decided when he went there, he goes, well, I'm not going to smoke. Nobody's going to know I'm a smoker. I'm not a smoker. So it's really, and I have the thing on my desktop is you're just one decision away, And that's it. So something you may not know about me. Okay. So it sparked when somebody was saying they were watching Parks and Rec. So I'm from Indiana, and I can really relate to all those people on the show. And not that it's a bad thing. It's good to be from somewhere, right? But grew up on a farm, 4-H, 10 years, outstanding 4-H achiever right here. You may not know that. But anyway, I love you guys. So I couldn't stay away because wherever I see the word community, I'm there. So I probably need to leave here in a little bit because I need to get back to the rest of everybody in Facebook and, you know, spread the love. That's what I do.
That is what she does. And another fun fact about Mary Jo, if you ever go to an in-person event, I don't care if there are 20 people there or 500 people there, she will know your name. She will know something about you. And you will have never met her in person before. So it is absolutely amazing when you walk into an event, Mary Jo knows your name. So if you ever want to come to camp and you're like, I don't know anybody, Mary Jo knows you.
I know you.
Just go in and go.
Yeah, she as knows long as you don't have a dog picture or something in your Facebook profile, because I look at those, not in a stalking kind of way.
Oh, we used to ask members to take those down to make sure.
I do, yeah, like a couple of weeks before in-person camp. If you want me to say hello to you, you better not have a dog in your picture.
However, she will know you. Yeah,
I feel like Mary Jo would walk up to me like, "Oh, you're the golden retriever girl." Absolutely, I know who you are, and never have seen a photo. She just knows how you're talking.
Yeah,
does. She does. All right. We'll get back to a couple other questions. I'm glad you stopped in, Mary Jo. And then Rhonda, I'm going to ask to unmute you. Do you see that? There you go. What's your question?
Hi. Mine kind of goes along with the nighttime eating, except I noticed my habit brain at bedtime, right? You know, as I'm going to bed, I've realized, hey, you know, I need to go get something to eat. And I've been trying to work on this planning for urges worksheet and not doing a good job with it, you know, trying to figure out, I don't know what my first cues are or the trigger. And I mean, even to the point where I have gone to get something to eat and I'm falling asleep. And so I guess that's my question on how do I recognize what my triggers or cues are? And because I really want to complete this worksheet so I can refer back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone want to take that?
Rhonda, do you ever just like take guesses at it? Because sometimes when we're like really struggling to come up with like what's going on, it can be really helpful just to take a guess. And it could be helpful to also like keep that paper with you all evening, like just one night, just have the paper. And as you go throughout the evening, write down what's happening in your head or write down what's going on around you or if there's anything that like strikes anything, just take note of it. And then the next day, look at it and become more aware of what's going on. So you can always like just guess and then see what happens. Try it. Like you got that scientist coat on and just try something else the next day.
I've started on one of the blank habit trackers. I've started tracking when I do eat at night and when I don't. And I had, I guess it was Wednesday, I had a binge night on some sea candy, their peanut brittle. And it's so buttery and delicious. Normally I portion it out, but I hadn't gotten to that. And I was full and I ate. And then when I got up the next morning, I was up 2 pounds. I said, oh no, I took the rest of it, threw it in the trash. And then I planned, intentionally followed my plan. And because I'm used to weighing every morning, because I did noon years ago and I lost 20 pounds doing that. And then I started doing the No BS free program for a few years. And so, you know, my highest weight was 239 and I'm at 196.3 now. And just from the last 2 days, very intentionally, I went from back to 200 down to, I was 199 yesterday morning and 196.3 today. So, but I've, one of the main reasons why I wanted to become a member is to work on my thinking. So I am going to keep this paper with me. And this evening, as I'm, after my day is done, because I'm retired, I live alone. I have two of my grandsons that spent the night last night. I think sometimes it's loneliness, but I am going to keep this and jot down what my thoughts are, because I really want to get down to the bottom and work through what my thoughts and my feelings are to get, and I'm working on trying to get more in touch with my feelings. So. Yeah.
And I will tell you, Corinne used to have us do this whenever I first joined. It was like you just declare. You can declare it's like no eating Tuesday or no eating Wednesday, whatever it is. And you've committed. Like, I am not eating today. And you just keep a piece that you just snack on your thoughts. That's what you're going to snack on. And you just write down if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel short of breath, if your mind is racing, write down everything instead. And then you'll have, Corinne used to say, if you don't feed the thoughts, you'll hear them. And so, which is so true. Like, if you're not eating and you're like, nope, not tonight. I'm snacking on my thoughts tonight. And you just keep writing down whatever happens. You will get your brain will help you write the novel of why you are choosing to eat. So that's always a good thing. Even for our, that could be something too. I see a nighttime snacking group forming. That might be something that y'all could do. Like one day a week, you snack on your thoughts. So, okay, this is what we're going to do. We are going to do a breakout room. So I'm about to break y'all out. Here's the thing. If you're like, it's a no, I do not want to talk to these women. I have got somewhere else to be. It is Saturday, whatever it is, go ahead and leave the meeting now. I'm going to break y'all out for 15 minutes. I want y'all to just talk for a couple minutes about what you learned during this meeting, right? Like, is there anything that you're like, oh my God, I'm going to try that. Like, can you believe Sarah's a grandmother? Like anything, whatever you want to talk about. So you just do that. We're going to break you out. If you don't want to, like I said, you don't have to. Now, here's the thing. If you don't want to be on camera, that's fine, but I do want you to talk, because what happens is people get in there and they're like, I just want to hear what everybody has to say. And then there's one person talking, which it's very hard. I mean, it's not hard for me to have a conversation with myself, but for some people, it's very difficult to have a conversation with just one person. But so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to set up the breakout rooms. I had to do some math. Oh, I hate math. Let's see. That can't be right.
It's still going down, MJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Okay. All right. So I'm going to break y'all out for 15 minutes. Then I'll just bring you back and we will have... I'll just bring you back and then just dismiss you from here. So let's see. I'm going to settings. So if y'all want to chit chat.
Hi, everybody. It was fun to be with you.
It was. Yeah, all right. I'm going to open all the rooms and just let y'all in for 15 minutes. It's 12 o'clock, 12:15. I'll bring you back. And then we'll just dismiss. So if you don't have time or you don't want to meet your other No BS people, you know, it was fun. I hope we can do this again. All right, y'all.